The UFC has only ever had three undisputed featherweight champions. A Brazilian icon. An Irish revolutionary. And a Hawaiian from the Waianae Coast.
Max Holloway is the undisputed UFC featherweight champion. Hawaii, stand up!
Who may very well be the greatest 145-pound champion we've ever seen.
I've been telling you guys already, this is blessed era.
I want to be the greatest featherweight ever, but I don't let things sink in. People get a little taste of success and like, yes, I made it. And then things just go downhill from there. No, I didn't make it yet.
This kid is like a striking cyclone. It's nonstop. He's intense.
Quicker off the box. That was better.
This kid is a born fighter. There is nothing else he cares to do but fight.
30 seconds.
The hard work, the sacrifice, the things that these cameras don't see, that's what made me a champion.
My warm-up is your guys' workouts. We warming up in here. You guys working out?
Max Holloway has been fighting in the UFC since he was just 20 years old, when he was a raw and developing talent.
He is just a tough, scrappy Hawaiian who gets better every day.
What a spectacular performance by this young man.
Quick, fast as you can.
Max Holloway is pouring it on now.
Oh, what a beautiful spinning back kick to the body.
His pressure was so relentless.
Nice knee by Max Holloway.
More pressure by the Hawaiian.
The veterans could barely keep up.
Max Holloway continues to have a penchant for getting stronger down the stretch.
That's Max's ticket right there, is his conditioning. You can't just roll out of bed and be able to throw that kind of volume.
Oh, Max Holloway extends his winning streak.
In order to maintain that style of fighting, there has to be a tremendous amount of work.
Max Holloway has proven to be a cardio machine.
He's like your average blue-collar guy, just go in there and he's just gonna keep working and he's gonna outwork you. And little by little, he's gonna make you surrender.
The thing about this young man is that he is always in the gym. He is constantly training and improving.
One by one, top-ranked opponents wilted.
What a beating!
And so, too, did former champions.
This is a new stage of Max Holloway. You really reached another level tonight.
By the time he faced legendary WEC and UFC featherweight Jose Aldo, Holloway could match pace with precision.
11 straight wins. For Max Holloway, Hawaii has a champion once again.
After capturing the undisputed title, Holloway and Aldo would run it back just 5 months later.
Holloway coming on real strong and Aldo fading real bad.
UFC featherweight records for most wins, most finishes, and longest win streak all now belong to the 145-pound king.
It feels great, but I'm not done. I'm gonna keep doing what I do best. Let's go out there, win fights, and on to the next.
In my opinion, the best now, the best ever. Spectacular performance.
Holloway's second title defense was scheduled to come against former lightweight champion Frankie Edgar.
Excellent technique. He's so sharp. He's so fast.
That, my friends, is closure.
Wow.
New Jersey's greatest fighter built a Hall of Fame career on unmatched grit and determination, finishing world-class opposition, and not once being stopped himself.
How about Frankie Edgar coming up large?
Frankie Edgar is relentless, and he drains you of your life. This is Frankie Edgar showing what he does best.
But when Holloway was forced out of their February headliner with injury, few men were willing to face the answer on 3 weeks' notice, until a worthy adversary would rise to the occasion, one who learned to fight from the family that started it all. Since the dawn of the UFC, the Gracie family has proven Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to be a mandatory expertise for success in the octagon. The art form is a constant pursuit of unachievable perfection.
You shoot it anyways. Like I said, he's defending. If you're able to clear this grip and put it across.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then twist my neck usually.
Yeah.
The neck crank.
That's like 100% how Frankie got Cub.
Mm-hmm. And Henner Gracie, nephew of pioneer and legend Hoyce Gracie, instills that mindset into his protege.
Nice.
It's never ending. That's what makes it fun. And the guys who are the sharpest at jiu-jitsu are the guys who have failed the most. You know, the guys who are working on the littlest, craziest things. You see all the great guys, they just have these little movements. It's like invisible jiu-jitsu because they understand it on a deeper level. And that's what I'm learning with him.
What he's going to want to do is lay down and put his head on the ground and do this thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's go back.
You teach him one time the technique, and he applies it in combat.
Oh, that's tight. That is tight. That is a real black belt level squeeze.
He applies it at the highest level.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, congratulations on a successful debut, and we're really looking forward to see what you can get done here in the UFC.
He doesn't decide how he's going to win when he goes into the fight.
The hype is real. We heard about this kid for a long time before he got to the UFC, and he showcased tremendous skill and heart here tonight.
Literally every single touch, every strike.
Man, it's so beautiful.
Every clinch, every takedown attempt, everything that happens is data for the next attempt.
They call me T-City for a reason, baby. Triangle City.
The grappling phenom added striking to his arsenal. And featherweights were laid to waste.
Oh, big knee, huge knee by Ortega. That's it. Brian Ortega continuing his undefeated record and showing some textbook Gracie jiu-jitsu here tonight.
There's the tap, T-City.
It really confuses the division now in terms of what do you need to watch out for when you fight Brian.
But T-City, man, just marching down.
Where are you safe?
How high is his ceiling? We still do not know.
Wow.
T-City Ortega.
I don't know who has the answer.
Buddy, you ready? Buddy, you ready? Fight!
One of MMA history's most durable competitors was primed to resolve the division's conflict.
Oh, Ortega going high with a kick.
But Frankie Edgar fell just like the rest.
Oh, he got stung. Oh,
yeah!
Brian Ortega is unbeaten in MMA competition, but he's never faced the reigning champion. And on July 7th, he will challenge Max Holloway in Las Vegas. The Hawaiian Islands are a natural wonder, rife with volcanic activity. The state's people have long harnessed Mother Nature's fury. From kingdoms of old to the warriors of today.
The Hawaiians, we have this word named mana, and it means spiritual power. And you gotta get it from the land, you know, and there's a lot of mana here on the land in Oahu.
UFC featherweight champion Max Holloway is a modern-day soldier of Hawaii, forged here in the only training ground he's ever known.
You know, coming up, they was always saying, you gotta go mainland to better yourself. I just can't do it, man.
A lot of guys in camp, yeah, so make sure if you gotta fight, you're getting your rounds in, support guys.
You gotta believe in yourself, and that's what I did. I believe in myself, I believe in my team. I don't know if Brian Ortega got a Max Holloway, but I got Brian Ortega. He got the bun and all, baby.
Yeah, we got someone. Go!
I don't want cheerleaders, you know? I want people to keep me in check, you know, and they put me in my place.
Welterweight Yancy Medeiros is another staple of Hawaiian MMA and shows full support for Holloway as the champ prepares for UFC 226.
Max is my brother, and, you know, I'm just fortunate and privileged to have him as a main sparring partner. I learn from him every single day, and the Hawaiian wave is coming. We coming hard July 7th.
Success is a tribute to their familial bond, which extends outside of the gym. where the love spreads to the Hawaiian faithful.
Hey, what's up, boss?
How you doing?
Good, boss.
Boss, take a pic?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty big ordeal in Hawaii. I mean, once a year, 50th State Fair, a whole month long, and
runway.
Definitely something growing up that we all look forward to going to.
Ross, this way. It's just an excuse to get together, you know, with family, friends. You know, going out in public period is always great.
Going to these types of things in Hawaii is like great because we get to feel the love and, you know, we want to give that back to everyone.
The Aloha spirit, man, the Hawaiians, you can't beat them. Our fans is one of the best fans in the world. It's amazing to see the support. And I'm grateful.
In the south side of Los Angeles, California, lies the Harbor Area, a collection of cities that are notorious for gang violence, but also happen to be the childhood setting and current training grounds for number one ranked featherweight, Brian Ortega.
We're in Pedro, where I grew up at. You know, like the first part of my life where I grew up at. I got all my homies over here. So it's just cool, you know, just to come back. Yeah, let me show you the guys a tour. Yeah,
yeah.
Likewise, bro. What's up, man? This is where it all began. You know, my dad, he left Mexico with my mom. They didn't have anything. And then the first place they actually could get was there in the projects. I grew up right here on 213. There was a big tree right here. And when I mean a big tree, like a huge tree that was right here before. And right from this, from that corner, a car comes up and they just start shooting at us. My dad grabbed me and threw me behind the tree. And then my uncle, I see my uncle running and it was just, they just let off on us. But that's how it was. And that's how it is going up over here. I'm gone, G.
Hey, good to see you, man.
Likewise.
Hey.
Good to see you, man. Right. Every city in the Harbor Area made me who I am today.
Chicken soup?
Yeah. You have it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And I think I went to every single high school in every single city. Got kicked out of every single one of them. You know, the broth is what has the power. I was just like couch hopping. I'll live at someone's house for a month. I'll go to another person's house for a month. I'll go like to the academy and sleep there for like 2 weeks. Go to Henner's and then met James.
When I first met Brian, I heard a lot of nice things about the guy. You know, he's good in jiu-jitsu, but there's the other half of Brian that had similarity. You know, he came from that world, you know, that a lot of people didn't understand. I understood it, you know.
It was boxing that saved James Lurson from the tribulations of street life. So he uses the sweet science to lead young men down a better path and identified distractions in Ortega's life before they could lead him astray.
He understood everything, even at a deeper level than I did. He said, this friend's gonna backstab you. This friend's gonna do this. This friend's gonna do that. These people are gonna try to get you to do this. And everything he told me happened.
Well.
Club up.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Here's the fun part. Jeff. Double. Four.
That's it, bro.
If you listen, I'll teach you. If you don't, I don't have nothing to do with you. Right cross. He goes, I promise I'll listen to you, James. I'll listen to everything you want to teach me. Six. Better, brother, knockout. Light on your feet, baby. Let's go. There it is. Left hook, please. Yes.
We stick to training, we stick to fighting. We're doing everything we said we're going to do.
Let's go, Brian. One more.
And now we're here getting ready for the title shot that I've been working for my whole life.
There it is. What are you doing? That's what champions do.
Number one featherweight contender Brian Ortega earned a UFC title shot with ferocious knockouts and submissions.
Oh, and there's the tap! Brian T-City Ortega is still undefeated!
But when the dust settles, he takes a much different approach to his time in the mic.
I love helping people who are down and out because I was down and out a long time of my life ago, so I want to just help as many people as I can. I really want to be a difference and make a difference in the world. And I'm using the UFC as a platform to let the world know that's what I want to do. That's my real dream besides the UFC belt.
Check, check. All right, we're ready to kick off this surf experience day here at beautiful Manhattan Beach. With our host, Brian Ortega, today, we're gonna introduce surfing today as a natural therapy for cystic fibrosis. So, thanks so much for coming down, and let's get in the water. Thank you.
Ortega has recently began the Brian Ortega Foundation, which will offer a variety of charitable services for those in need as it grows. Today, he teams up with the Maliola Foundation, which harnesses the healing powers of the ocean to help individuals living with genetic diseases.
We took these kids with cystic fibrosis into the ocean as a natural therapy. It helps them expel mucus, helps limit infection, and also spiritually, it's just uplifting to ride a wave. Brian learned to give at an early age. He took it on when he was 19. It's not like some people, they find success and it's like an afterthought. Oh, how am I gonna give back? He learned how to give before he was successful, before he was going for the championship.
I'm not perfect, nor do I claim to be perfect, but I always said I have the perfect heart when it comes to helping people. With the spotlight and the influence that I have, I can inspire people to do the same thing.
Ortega balances philanthropy with nearby training camp. A short drive inland, and he's back at Gracie University with Coach Henner, whose student must be at his best on July 7th, when Ortega attempts to capture the UFC belt from Max Holloway. And across the Pacific, the Champions head coach, Rylan Lazarez, embraces the same principles of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu passed down to Ortega.
My instructor, Pedro Sauer, was a student in Brazil under Elio Gracie, and he came with his sons, Hickson and Horian, when they came to America to spread Jiu-Jitsu. I wouldn't be here today if I didn't meet Pedro, and he didn't mentor me in Jiu-Jitsu. So, you know, I have complete respect for Hanner, the whole Gracie family, Horian Gracie. They were innovators.
For Holloway, who rides 12 consecutive wins into his title defense against Ortega, the art form and his instructor hold true to Jiu-Jitsu's pastime.
If it wasn't for Rylan, I think I would have been an O2 UFC fighter. This street, this blessed era, he had a huge effect on
it. He got it! He got it!
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is the one base that you can't fight without. It's just a testament to the art, but it's also a new age, and you need a lot more than jiu-jitsu today.
This featherweight title bout represents just how far MMA has come, with the two very best waging war with a troll of combat techniques.
Oh! There's the tap! T-City! That'll do it! Max Holloway! Defended his undisputed featherweight championship.
These two, at their prime, young, hungry, finishers facing each other where it matters most for the title.
The winning streak is a dozen. The consensus greatest featherweight of all time. Max Holloway might deserve that distinction at this point.
He's a hungry lion, I'm a hungry lion, and it's time to feast.
T-City! Do you believe what we just saw?
We're both in there with each other for 25 minutes. Some hell is gonna break loose.
On July 7th, Holloway and Ortega set the stage for a larger-than-life headliner as light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier challenges Stipe Miocic for his heavyweight strap.
Oh! Everything DC said leading up to this fight was, I am just going to smash this guy.
He was right. Anybody can lose a fight, and I intend to beat him on July 7th.
Stipe with relentless ground and pound and pressure.
The most decorated heavyweight champion in UFC history.
He's not going to be a heavyweight champion. As long as I'm here, he won't be.
It all goes down at UFC 226. When champions and contenders collide in Las Vegas.
Frankie, say no more.